Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening. There's a new church starting this month outside of Boston. It is called simply Simple Church. Simple Church is a United Methodist Church start in Grafton, Massachusetts, which confused me for only a moment, that meets not in a church building, but actually in the former parsonage of a church. So it meets in a house, and not sitting in pews, but seated around a table. The worship service will consist of making food together. That sounds like worship to me. Cooking together with some liturgy and some prayer and some blessing and intentionality, but making food together, lighting candles, blessing the food and the table and the space. A sermon or short reflection aimed at generating discussion for around the table. And then discussion, conversation, music, a space for children to play, and sharing at table together. On the one hand, it's an innovative way of doing and being church. On the other hand, it is the oldest form of church that we know. The book of Acts speaks of church being this: the people, the community gathered together in someone's home around a table, sharing a table, a dinner table, and the table of Christ. What a beautiful way to think about and rethink what it means to gather together. That's what I did a lot in preparation for today, for Gathering Day, to think about what it means to be gathering, where we find it in scriptures, where we find it in our lives. Among the covenants and commandments and things that God asks of God's people in the Hebrew Bible, the people are called to gather for festivals. That sounds like kind of a fun commandment, actually. A call to gather for festivals. And the one that seems particularly relevant to our day today is actually called the Gathering Festival, a festival of gathering. There's a harvest festival, too, and they're kind of similar in that sense, but one is sort of in the earlier harvest, more toward the beginning of the harvesting season, and then one, the gathering festival, really toward the end, a little bit like our Thanksgiving, it almost sounds like, right? A time to draw together and to pull together all with which God has blessed God's people in that year. But in our cases, we gather our community and we think about all with which God has blessed us in the past year. It is appropriate to think about this gathering festival, this time when all people should come before God, not empty-handed, but come in celebration and thanksgiving for all that we have received from God's hand. A tribute to the bounty of God's provision, which I love Psalm 65's vision of the fullness and richness that God just pours out upon the earth, even in the desert, right? These psalms are written by a people who live in the desert, and this lush vision of richness, of the fullness of abundance that God pours out even in the meadows of the wilderness. The earth and its bounty, all the things that we need, that we are given by God's providence, gathered together, a time for celebration, for giving thanks, and for sharing what we have with joy and love and coming together around a table. So gathering means coming together, gathering together to share and give thanks, and being gathered by God into community, into one body, and being ourselves that gathering. See, I'm a little bit of a grammar nerd. I love words. I do a job that involves lots of words, so that's a good thing. But I love thinking about words and really exploring their meaning and their depth. And so what I love about the word gathering is that it is a verb and a noun, right? It's both something we can do and something we can be, because we can be a gathering as well. And so, in the active sense, gathering is a verb. It can be a verb that has an object or not. Now we're going to get into, right? So that might be a little bit heavy for a Sunday morning, but bear with me, right? Gathering can be gathering of something. We gather together. We can be gathering ourselves together, or we can gather things. Gather them into a group, bringing together from various places, picking or harvesting. But gathering also just means drawing together without necessarily naming what's drawing together. So usually people attracting a crowd, right? That spectacle is gathering attention. Coming together around a central focus. The people are gathering. They're not gathering something. They're just gathering. They are actively doing it. We also talk about gathering in another way, in a far more tender and intimate way. We talk about embracing, as in gathering someone into your arms, right? And that, of course, reminds me of the place that I think of instantly when I hear gathering and I think about the New Testament. I think about Jesus in the gospel lamenting over Jerusalem and saying, "How I have longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not let me." That sense of embrace, of love, of being cherished and held, such tenderness. We sometimes use that language, I think, in the same way to speak about death, about a loved one being gathered home or gathered into God's arms, which is especially poignant today, as I mentioned, a colleague and friend, pastor, DS, preacher, leader, bishop, prophet, Martin McLee, gathered home to God. That too is part of how we are gathered. Gathered in care, as a hen gathers chicks under her wings. Gathered home in comfort. Gathered in glory, the saints marching in. We are gathered, and we are gathering. We are a gathering. Yes, it's also a noun, right? Gathering, an assembly, a meeting, a group, a crowd, a collection. Here on Gathering Day, we are the gathering. This is it. You're looking at it. This is the gathering. It's us. And so since gathering is something we can both do and be, that to me says that it's incredibly active, right? That when we see ourselves as the gathering of people, the gathering of the community of faith, when we see ourselves as the gathering, it's not enough to just sort of that we're gathered and we sit here. Because there's this whole other part of gathering that is active, that is a verb, that is an action, and that speaks to us gathering together, coming together, but also us doing some gathering, us gathering something or perhaps someone else. We must be engaged in gathering together ourselves, but also engaged in gathering and drawing together, in inviting in the other. It's not enough that we've been drawn together by God, that we've been gathered like cloth when a thread is pulled through it, right? That's a gathering, a pulling together. We've been drawn together by God, by our love for one another, by our history as a community, but we also participate in gathering. We are those who gather. We ask ourselves where our welcome can be extended and where our invitation can be ever more open. We can't just be the gathering. We have to do the gathering. Now, here's where I get tricky. Because there's something else that speaks to both what we can be and what we can do. That lets us know that just being is not enough, but that we have to be active. I told you this handkerchief would come in handy. And that's the church. That's church. Now, we don't use the language church the same way we use the word gathering. It's not both a noun and a verb when you look it up in the dictionary. And yet church is so clearly something that we can be and something that we can do. And just as our gathering is not enough simply to be gathered and then to sit in that gatheredness, Our church is not enough simply to be the church. We know that we are the church. We know it's not the building, it's the people, right? We know that song or the little prayer thing with the open the doors and there's all the people thing, right? Like that's the church. We know that we are the church. But we also do church. We're doing church right now. This is part of what it looks like to do church, and we'll do church again next Sunday morning. But we'll also do church on Tuesday night and Wednesday at 3:00 in the afternoon and Friday morning at 7:00, and we'll do church in offices and around our own breakfast and dinner tables and in the grocery store line and wherever else we happen to be. It's the act of living as the body of Christ. The act of living as the people of faith is doing church. And like the folks in Grafton, Massachusetts, thinking about being church in a different way, our call to be church isn't a static thing, isn't just about coming together one time or coming together in a particular way, but it is about constantly asking ourselves, how are we called to be church? In new and exciting ways, how are we called to extend our invitation to others? How can we be ever more rich and diverse and spirit-filled so that our doing church pushes the limits and expectations of what it means to be church, ever wider, ever broader, ever more welcoming to others? I give thanks for the gathering, for the coming together from different places around a single focus, maybe even to a shared table, as we will do here in a few moments. I give thanks for the gathering by God, drawing us in with tenderness and grace and love, holding us in an embrace. I give thanks for the gathering, for this group of people, each one of us here. I give thanks for being church, for coming together in this way, being those assembled and gathered to live out God's ministry. I give thanks for doing church, for the opportunity and gift and challenge of living lives ever more transformed by the encounter with that grace and love and call and challenge of God. Thanks be to God for the gathering. Thanks be to God for the call to do and to be. Thanks be to God for being and doing church. May we do so and be so more faithfully and passionately each day. Amen.